At the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, Kid Pan Alley founder Paul Reisler takes a fifth grade class to look at a portrait of acclaimed opera singer Marian Anderson.
Okay, well, I'm so glad you chose this piece, because I've been looking at this piece the last couple of days, and I just think it's so cool. So did Jeffrey tell you the story of Marian Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah, and how they wouldn't let her sing at Constitution Hall?
Yeah.
That's pretty weird, because Constitution Hall is supposed to be about, you know, the Constitution.
Reisler asks the students to trace the lines in the painting and study Anderson's hands, posture, and facial expression.
You take your left hand and point it up in the air and go, I believe.
I believe.
Do that again. I believe.
I believe.
What's that feel?
These Patrick Henry Elementary students are using Beaufort Delaney's bright yellow painting of Anderson as inspiration for a song. Reisler and songwriter assistant Heather May start the creative process by asking the group how Anderson might have felt before her historic 1939 concert at the Lincoln Memorial.
I feel like I want to just do it, and say the words and believe in myself.
They ask the youth what she sang about.
Hope.
Fairness.
And fairness. Excellent, yes.
And what she sounded like.
She sung like an angel.
In less than 10 minutes, the students have written the song's first line.
All right, let's read it. Ready?
I believe. I believe in being free. I believe in you. I believe in me.
Then they begin to develop a melody.
Go for it. I believe. Sing I believe.
I believe.
Good? Good?
They're a bit shy about singing solo, and their voices are barely audible. But May listens closely, picks up their pitch and rhythm, and sings it back to them.
Okay.
That's beautiful. You like that one?
You guys like that one? Okay, cool.
By the end of today's 45-minute session, the students leave with a melody to hum and lyrics to sing. They've discussed history and art. They've used teamwork to make something. And through creative expression, they're building confidence.
There's clearly a real pride in what they've done because they know they've done something of value.
Since founding Kid Pan Alley about 15 years ago, Reisler says they've worked with more than 35,000 students across the country to create more than 2,500 original songs.
These kids will know their song perfectly by Friday, and they'll be singing it in the hallway and in the bathroom all week, and 3 years from now they'll be able to sing it. And actually, now that we've been doing this 15 years and I run into a kid from back then, they can still sing their song. And it didn't take them weeks and weeks, but it's because it's about them. It's about what they created. It's not the music of, you know, some European who's been dead for 300 years. It's their music, and, you know, they're really interested in it.
All children are able to be creative, and that's what Kid Pan Alley is we want them to all realize that creativity is important. It's not something that's to be forgotten or swept under, you know, test scores and studying.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes you reach as high as you can. Go.
But we can't quite get there.
But we can't quite get there. Oh, I like that. Okay, listen.
Kid Pan Alley works with multiple classes during its school residencies. Each class gets 2-hour-long sessions to develop a song, which doesn't seem like much time. But May says they usually complete 2 verses, a chorus, and sometimes a bridge.
You know, a lot of times we tell, you know, people that we write a full song for Kid Pan Alley. And they say, oh, great, you wrote a verse and a chorus. We say, no, we wrote a full song, 3 minutes and 30 seconds. It could be on the radio. And they don't believe us, but, you know, kids just don't have that filter that adults have. You know, oh, well, I think we should write about, you know, what it feels like to be a kid. You know, this is what we should say. No, kids say, I want this to be the line. I want to write this. You know, there's no filter with them.
Good evening, everyone.
All the classes come together for a rehearsal toward the end of the week, culminating in a concert for peers, parents, and teachers.
And every child, I think there's a song, they always have an ability to pull from a place that I feel like adults aren't able to. They'll look at something that might seem normal or just boring to us, but to them, you know, they see colors and lights and words that we never would have actually grabbed onto, but to them it's music. They see music in an entirely different way, and it's inspiring to us. I think that's why, you know, we have become flexible in our own songwriting because of them.
Sometimes we reach as high as we can, but we can't quite get there.
I've tried to write a song before, really, really hard. And it was much easier here with everybody else's help.
Adrian Ballard and his classmates wrote Learning to Be Free, inspired by a Mary Cassatt painting.
Before Kid Pan Alley, I really did not like singing, but when Kid Pan Alley came, I sort of started to like it more.
So with our hands outstretched and our eyes on the prize, we tasted the apple, we won't let our dream die.
Kid Pan Alley's collaboration with the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts has taken them to communities across the state. The museum's Jeffrey Allison says the youth employ a range of skills that lead to the creation of something meaningful and memorable.
Each of the paintings really is just a window that starts the students' exploration of the subject, and that combination of the visual, when you work with the written word, and then add the music as the third element. So you really have visual art, poetry, and music all working together. They create something that's brand new and unique to that group of students. And if the same painting is used by 12 different groups, it would be 12 completely different songs. It will make you cry, it will make you laugh. It's just amazing.
I'm just gonna smile, let my happiness run wild.
Anytime you listen to kids, it's empowering. Be so much of the time kids don't get listened to, especially I think when you're working in an inner city school. There's a lot to do to just make the school work, and the teachers are working really hard to just make sure nobody gets hurt and that they learn the things they need to learn for their test. And that kind of teaching is, it's give and get, you give and you get. But this is a very different kind of teaching. This is a teaching about creating something and making something up. And we're not giving it to them. We may be guiding them. And so it's more guiding than giving. And I think it's incredibly empowering for someone to listen on that level, to take their words and turn it into art, to take that art and turn it into something even larger.
I'm just gonna smile, let my happiness run wild, and let hope live in my house.
In addition to concerts, Kid Pan Alley has released several CDs featuring the students' original songs performed by Amy Grant, Sissy Spacek, the Nashville Chamber Orchestra, and other musicians. The recordings have won awards, including a nomination for a Grammy. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Kamp, WCVE News.
I'm just gonna smile.